At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
The Torah is so deep, so special, so infinite. On one hand, I want to do everything so perfect, I want to do it so good. I want to know every detail, the detail of every biggest little detail, especially Pesach, Chumetz B'Mashu. I don't want to forget, God forbid, one crumb. On the other hand, there are so many Eden who know so little. And Gevald and their Seder is also accepted in heaven in the deepest, deepest, deepest way. You know, we know that Seder night is the holiest night of the year. Seder night, heaven reawakens every Jewish heart. And the lowest Yidolim, the most distant Yidolim, oh, feels so strongly Jewish and so holy and so redeemed and so free. So listen, my beautiful friends, it's my favorite Pesach story. One Seder night after the Seder, the Chassidim gathered around the Rebbe and Tzvi the Melech, and they said, Heilige Rebbe, Heilige Zisa Rebbe, nobody in the world, nobody in the world celebrated Seder night like you did. wish we would have been there, Rav Shlomo Melech Seder. Shirley and Novi, Avraham Avinu, everybody was there. And if you would have been by the Seder, you would have seen when Rav Shlomo Melech opens the door for Yanovi, you can see Yanovi coming in. And suddenly Rav Shlomo Melech said to him, "What makes you think that my Seder was so good? What do you really know about Seders? Let me tell you this year. Moshe led the water carrier, Moshe led the water carrier. At the best Seder in the world, his Seder caused a tornado in heaven, turned over heaven and earth, he opened all the gates of heaven. But wait, I'll tell you tomorrow." The next morning, the first day of Pesach after the davening, Rav Shlomo Melech says to the chassidim, "Do me a favor, bring me Moshe the water carrier, I want to talk to him." Oh, Moshe the water carrier doesn't want to go, he feels so ashamed. He comes with the Rebbe, he says, "Rebbe," Rav Shlomo Melech says, "How was your Seder?" He covers his face and says, "Rebbe, I swear to you, I'll never do it again. Rebbe, forgive me." Rav Shlomo Melech says, "You don't understand. Would I call you to put you to shame? I'm just calling you to tell you how beautiful your Seder was, how it was accepted in heaven in the deepest way. But tell us exactly what you did." So here's the story. You know, Moshe the water carrier, his life is so bitter and so heartbreaking. He has only one joy, and he gets drunk. But let me tell you in his own words. He says, "Heilige Rebbe, you know the truth. The only joy I have when I get drunk. But on Seder, you know, on Pesach, you're not permitted to drink whiskey. So I decided the night before Pesach, I'll drink all night. And I will drunk for the whole 8 days of Pesach. I was drinking and drinking and drinking. But exactly Erev Pesach morning, 9 o'clock, I stopped. But I didn't have to stop, I was so drunk anyway. Here comes Seder night. My holy wife Malkele comes in and she says, 'Moshe the water carrier.' Every father and mother make a Seder with their children. Your children are crying. Why isn't our father making a Seder for us? And Rebbe, I was crying inside, but I couldn't help myself. I was so drunk, I couldn't move. I said, 'Malkele, my sweetest wife, I'm begging you, tell the children, let me sleep a few more minutes.' Every few minutes she came and said to me, 'Moshele, the children are crying.' Couldn't move. Then she walks in and she says, 'Moshele, in a few minutes it's dawn. It's too late for the Seder.' I was so broken. I say, 'Malke, please bring my children in.' And all my beautiful children came in, the sweetest of the sweet, the holiest of the holiest. How do I deserve such children? I said, 'Children, please sit close to me, so, so, so close, and even closer.' And this is what they said: 'Children, I swear to you, I'll never drink again. Children, I swear to you, I will never drink again. Because if drinking could prevent me for making a Seder for my children, then I don't want to ever drink again. Children, forgive me, my children. But let me tell you what to say tonight is all about. God created the world in 6 days. Then he had Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And their children became slaves for 210 years in Egypt. And they were crying, crying, crying. Their life was full of pain. Their life was unbearable. And they prayed, and they prayed to the one, to the only one. And the master of the world heard their prayers. And tonight, and tonight, and tonight of all nights, he took us out of Egypt. Children, I want you to swear to me, you'll never forget. You'll never forget. There is one God, there is one God. Children, I want you to swear to me, you'll always pray, you'll always know that there is somebody who listens to every prayer. Children, swear to me, all your life you'll never stop praying to the one, to the only one. And Rabbi, that's all I said. I fell asleep again. The Heilige of Tzvi Lemelech, God, was he crying? God, was he crying? The floor was wet with his tears. And he said to Chassidim, have you heard? Have you ever heard how a Jewish father is telling his children that there is one God? He says to Moshe, the water carrier, bless me. One time in my life, I should be able to give over to my children that there's one God like you did last night by the Seder. Seder, our spirits are so high. And at the end of this Seder, at the end of this Seder, it's clear to us, Elijah the prophet has to come in. And I want you really to open your hearts, friends. A lot of people today think maybe we need a different Agudah. And sad enough, most of them don't even speak Hebrew and have no idea what the Agudah is all about. But let me just share with you and please tell it to everyone. The Heilige Ratzmina says, he heard him Shishra, the Haggadah was composed by Elijah the prophet, Hadyonavi, by the one who lives forever. You know, say tonight, we wipe out death from the world. We wipe out everything unholy from the world. You see, the tree of knowledge who brought death to the world measures everyone, are you good, are you bad? Say tonight, I look at every human being, I look at every Jew, it's God's image. So much deeper than good or bad. I look at my children, and you know what I see? I see God's face. I see paradise. I see the deepest revelation of God. So at the end of the Seder, Elijah the prophet comes and lets me know, you can wipe out evil from the world. You can wipe out death from the world. And I know that I'm sure you do it too. It's a must. Unless it's Shabbos, unless it's Friday night. But in ordinary, if Seder's during the week, every child has a candle, and every adult has a candle. And we're going out all the way down to the street to greet Elijah the prophet and invite every one of you. Maybe you'll come to my Seder, or maybe we'll all go to Eliyahu Novi's Seder. But I want you to know, Beis Hashem is here, hopefully. There's all the people in my synagogue. They're going to the door. And sometimes we're standing there, infinite time, waiting for Elijah the prophet. And sometimes we feel, you know, Elijah the prophet, when he comes, you can ask him for everything. At that moment, all the gates of heaven are closed, open, but the most important thing, I bless you to hold your children's hands when you wait for Elijah the prophet. Then you come back, and everybody knows the cup of Elijah the prophet. He comes to every Jewish home and drinks one drop. So the leftover and that big cup, you give everyone a little bit to drink from it. That means you put it in their cup and they will drink it. When it comes to drinking the fourth cup, the cup of Mashiach, the cup of the children of Leah. If you remember, Rachel and Leah divided the household. Rachel was feeding the children. Her son Yosef was feeding the world. Leah was taking care of the children, like Mashiach will take care of us. Then you come back after you greeted Eliyahu Novi and you begin singing. Hallel, and you sing and you sing, you can't stop singing. And then suddenly it's clear to you. Oh, master of the world, you built the holy temple. And you know, friends, the first two temples were built by us, so obviously on Shabbos and Yom Tov we couldn't build the temple. But the third temple will just come down from heaven. So we say, Master of the world, right now, rebuild the holy temple right now. Wherever you are, join me. At your children while you sing, you realize the holy temple tonight is right here where I am. And you know, you're really not permitted to sleep in the holy temple, but say tonight, my children, oh, they look so holy, even holier than all the priests in the holy temple. Oh, they're falling asleep. They have their kepel up on the table. Your cup is running over and you think, God, master of the world, build the holy temple for the whole world, for me, for my children.
Be menu, be ka.
So we left Egypt, and we think we are free, but you know, friends, it takes more than walking out of Egypt. And you know what's so beautiful about it is the first night of freedom, I'm not walking out of Egypt yet, because my real freedom is that inside I'm free, that inside I know there's only one God. And you know what the acid test is? Where are you spending that one night? You have a board of directors meeting? No, I'm sitting with my children. Friends, I want you to know, bless you and me. We should always, always sit with our children, with our families. But then the next morning, we walk out of Egypt, but we still weren't free yet. We were still afraid of Pharaoh. And after 6 days, Pharaoh came running after us to bring us back. And the Torah says we were afraid. Can't be. And here, the great, great moment, we are crossing the Red Sea. Pharaoh behind us. We are crossing the Red Sea and Pharaoh is drowning. We see with our eyes. Don't be afraid of Pharaoh. Pharaoh has no dominion over you. You know, friends, what we in Israel needs most, please don't be afraid of the world anymore. God is the king of the world. God is the master. And here is this beautiful Torah. Why did the Red Sea really become dry land for us? And this is what the holy rabbis teach us, the Heilig Ishbitzer. You know, the ocean looked at us Yidden, who were slaves for 210 years, and 6 nights later we are standing by the shores of the Red Sea. Gewalt have we changed. In 1 week, we reached the highest level. Any of you have ever been Shvishel Pesach? Gewalt. That night we are ready to dance through all the oceans, all the winds of the tornadoes of the world. So the ocean says, for them, I change also. You know what the holiness of us Yidden is? The holiness of us Yidden is, for God we can change in 1 second. For our families, you know the Talmud says to cross the Red Sea, to get married is like crossing the Red Sea. You know why so many marriages go broke? Because they don't love each other enough to change from water to dry land. Want to bless you and me, we should always be ready to be anything for the people we love. For God, I can be water, I can be fire, I can be dry land, I can be wind. For my children, I'll do anything in the world. And you know what the Talmud says when it came to the Red Sea? Our children were leading the way. You know our children? They're so open, they're so infinite. They want to be everything, they can be anything they want to. They can be fire, they can be water, they can be dry land. They can be tall, they can be tiny. They can be grown up and they can be children. They can laugh, they can cry. So the real redemption is on the seventh day. Then I'm so redeemed, I'm so free, I can be anything in the world. Then comes one more day, the eighth day of Pesach. On the eighth day, we are already celebrating the future redemption. The Mashiach is coming. It's not called the eighth day of Pesach. It's called the last day. Our holy rabbis tell us, there's a passage that says, "An Rishon Van Yachon." God says, I'm with the first, I'm with the best Jew. And I'm also close to the last. By God, the most low, the most far away, estranged, who knows who is closer? And on the last day, you get a taste of the coming of Mashiach, get a taste of the redemption of the world, that one day, the whole world will cross all the oceans, all the obstacles, all the tornadoes, and suddenly be clear to the world. I don't care if you're water or dry land. The most important thing to know that there is one God. Are you walking with your children? Are you holding your children's hand? Are you walking with your wife and your husband? Because if you do, eventually all the evil will drown behind you. And everybody knows when we cross the Red Sea, for the first time we had a taste. Ad Yava Amcha Hashem, until your people will cross all the oceans, until the day when the Holy Temple will be rebuilt. wonder. Bless you and me to get rid of all the obstacles, all the comments, all the crumbs in our way which keep us from seeing the great light, from seeing our beautiful God, this beautiful Yiddish guy, beautiful us, beautiful the world. It's yonder, it's yonder, it's yonder.